It's 11 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Cillian White with Matt Smith and Dorian Nicholson. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it is a cool and overcast 10 degrees. Later today, the clouds will make way for sunshine and a high of 17. Now here are the headlines. The McGuinty government has been accused of covering up the OLG fraud. Quebec Liberals fare badly as they lose the majority in the provincial elections, and three Canadians killed in canyon accident. Now to our top story. Several MPPs want Premier Dalton McGuinty to be held accountable for the $100 million lottery scandal. They also claim the minister responsible for the OLG has been misleading the media and the general public. McGuinty was absent from yesterday's question period. He will also be absent from the legislature for the entire week. MPP John Yakubowski accused McGuinty of hiding from Queen's Park. Quebec has elected its first minority government in more than a century. The Jean Charest-led Liberals escaped with a minority win in the polls yesterday. The Liberals no longer have the majority they previously held. They now have 48 seats. The Action Démocratique de Québec now has 41 seats. This is a huge leap from the five they held before the elections. It is a heavy defeat for the ADQ, which wants Quebec to be an independent province. The Parti Québécois has 36 seats. Charest says the Québécois sent a strong message in the elections. He vowed to accept the challenge, which signals a new day in Quebec history. The Toronto police yesterday arrested a man who reportedly issued death threats to a five-year-old. Police say the man grabbed the child outside his kindergarten class near Western Road and 401. The police say the suspect was unstable at the time of the incident. He reportedly held the child's face in his hands and threatened to kill him. The boy's mother rescued him from the man. He was arrested a short while later and faces the charge of uttering a death threat. Three Canadian tourists were killed in a motor vehicle accident in Kenya yesterday. The three were among a group of six traveling to a national park in Nairobi. Police say they were killed when their van collided with a lorry. Two died on the spot while the other died in hospital. Their identities have not been released. Traveling season is just around the corner, and although the sun, the sand, and the warm weather are appealing to many, what happens if something goes wrong? Canadian travelers should be aware of their destinations as well as what they can expect from their government in times of need. Darlene Morales reports.
Recent occurrences in Mexico have left the INERO and Crisco families shaken by the lack of investigations by the Mexican authorities. Stephanie Pinozzi, aunt of murdered teen Adam DeCrisco, who died while vacationing in Acapulco, says that there is little Canadians can expect from their government in times of aid.
Make his way down there and investigate it without the family having to be troubled to find out the answers on our own.
A recent publication by the Canadian Ministry of Foreign Affairs outlines what consular officials can or cannot do for Canadians when they're in trouble. While a list of local numbers notifying family members and comfort to the family are provided, the government will not go to the country and investigate a crime or possible death. Chris McLeod, a lawyer for Seal Hussein, who was detained while vacationing in China, thinks that there should be more intervention by the government when times like these occur.
I think, though, when a Canadian is killed abroad or detained abroad, Canada has an obligation and there's an expectation on behalf of Canadians that the Canadian government will intervene in a manner that ensures that an adequate investigation is done if there's been a killing. It meets with all the standards we would expect to have and to see here.
Both Pinozzi and McLeod agree that a travel advisory is necessary for any country that may pose a danger to Canadians. You can log on to the government website, www.voyage.gc.ca, for more information on your travel destinations. Darlene Morales for Centennial College News.
And that's the latest news. Now here's Matt with sports.
Thanks, Julian, and hello, everyone.
In the world of sports today, the CBC announced they locked up their broadcasting rights with the NHL for six more years for an estimated price of $550 million. The CBC will also get all internet streaming, video, on-demand, and mobile rights along with an increased number of games through the CBC. They did have to surrender exclusive rights to all playoff games involving Canadian-based teams, though. The new deal runs from the 2008-2009 season through 2013-14. There was bad news last night for the Raptors taking on the Celtics in Boston. Not only did they lose 95-87, but late in the fourth and final quarter, rookie forward Jorge Garbajosa fell badly on his left ankle, and judging from the video, Garbajosa will be out for the rest of the season with a broken leg or ankle. Fellow rookie Andrea Barnani is still on the shelf recovering from an appendectomy. It seems as though the Raptors have lost a lot of their bite. And speaking of basketball, Travis has this report now.
For the average college student, Tuesday nights usually consists of cheap movies at the theater or a night of homework. But for 25-year-old Ben Constable, Tuesday nights offer him something different. Constable coordinates Soul House. It is a youth drop-in basketball outreach at the People's Church.
I was asked by the previous associate youth pastor. He had an interest in basketball outreach, and I love basketball, and I've always had a passion for high school guys, talking with them about stuff I went through, and it was just an easy transition.
Constable hopes Soul House can provide a safe haven for the 12 teenage guys who come out each week. He wants the outreach to provide more than just basketball.
To try to leave an impact and provide the kids around the age that I went through some tough times with maybe some answers that they will have to find out on their own.
Regardless of what problems the youth may have, he knows what keeps bringing them back each week. Free basketball. He says the guys enjoy the night because it gives them a place to play without any hard rules. This is Travis Brisson for Centennial College Radio News.
There was only one game in the NHL last night, and there was only one goal. Pavel Datsyuk scored the lone goal in the second period, and Dominik Hasek got the shutout as the Detroit Red Wings beat the Anaheim Ducks 1-0. With that win, the Red Wings snap a four-game losing streak and move into a tie with the Sabres and Predators for first place in the NHL. And in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays may have set a record. They played the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 2-2, 10-inning tie in Bradenton yesterday. Now, as you may know, when the official baseball season does start, there are no ties in baseball. The Blue Jays now have four ties in 25 preseason games. The Jays host the Devil Rays today, where they will try and produce a winner. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Dorian will have all the buzz from Anna Cole Smith's autopsy report.
I need your help. My big sister, Mama Celeste, she make a great crust for a pizza. But was Giuseppe's idea. I say, Mama, you make perfect sauce, perfect toppings, make a perfect crust. She do it, but I think so my picture should be on the box too, no? Which you like? Happy? Hey, I think of great crust. Or serious? Yes, I think of great crust. Or it could be bigger. Celeste Pizza. Delicious crust makes it great from top to bottom.
And now for entertainment. March break was full of great events for high school students to attend. One of the most recent ones was the Latin March Break Madness night that was held on Thursday, March 15th at Sin City. It wasn't just another club event. It had Code Blue Crew performing. Rita Gonzalez has this report.
Is a big rap group in the Latin community. For March break, they decided to throw a jam that all ages could go to. The night was full of excitement, says William De Niro, who was a rapper from Code Blue Crew.
This was an all-ages event that we did for March break. It was called the Latin March Break Madness.
The event was held at Sin City Nightclub. De Niro says that they expected more of a big crowd. Still not disappointed, they did what they knew best. Before they go on stage, De Niro says he prays and that his friends are there pumping him up as well. The crowd went wild and they loved every minute of it.
Of course I had fun. I love doing what I do. Music is my life, is my love.
After coming off stage and having the best time, they are relieved that everything went well, says De Niro. He says that they are grateful for everyone coming out.
I would actually like to thank all the fans that came out to support Code Blue.
At the end of it all, it was a great performance and something to be proud about, says De Niro, and it was an addition to their lists of shows they've done. De Niro had one last thing to say.
Okay, what up, people? This is William De Niro from Cold Blue Third World Entertainment holding it down. Y'all tuning in to Centennial College News Radio, and y'all listening to Cold Blue.
By the end of the night, everything was done and there was no turning back. It was a great performance. I'm Rita Gonzalez from Centennial College News Radio, Toronto.
And in other news, Canadian television is too whitewashed. At least, that's what Paul DeSilva and Amos Adetuyi believe. The two broadcasters are planning to introduce a new Canadian television channel titled Canada One. The channel will be focused on diversity, much like Omni Television. Unlike Omni, however, the network will carry less imported signals and more original Canadian content. Today, they will stand before the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, hoping to get a license for the new channel. The free website, YouTube.com, has recently released its first video award winners. The site features amateur videos of all sorts, ranging from school projects to amateur music videos. This year's awards went out to several different categories, rating videos for most creative, most inspirational, and most professional. YouTube was created more than 2 years ago, but this is the first year the site has presented awards. Anna Nicole Smith's autopsy results are in, and foul play has been ruled out. The authorities have announced that Smith's death was caused by a drug overdose. The drugs were all prescribed and not illegal. However, Smith had traces of 9 different drugs, from antidepressants to sedatives, present in her bloodstream. Smith was buried March 2nd in the Bahamas in a ceremony attended by Howard K. Stern and Larry Burkhead. Both men claim to be the father of Smith's daughter, Danielle Lynn. And later today, more on the Juno Awards, which are airing this Sunday. And now, back to Sulian with the wrap-up.
Thanks, Dorian. And recapping our top story, the McGuinty government is accused of covering the OLG fraud. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.